You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone. This is going to be fun. Thanks for joining us. It's Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. This is the show where we do what we say. We lean local, and just can't think of a better issue or a better subject at this time to lean local into. And you all know what I'm going to say. We're going to lean into the draft. And the first Sunday of every month, and of course that's today, we have been focusing on the draft. And you know, the last 6 months, of course, we've had Aaron Popke on here, Brad Toll, I've had the mayor on and the chief of police, and talking about the draft. And you know, I was talking to our guests, and it's been interesting. You know, we've been hearing bits and pieces of it, but I just wasn't feeling the buzz. And now I am. I mean, wait till you listen to the show. There's a lot going on, and today, hopefully, you're going to have the same feeling I do. Just all the effort. There's been a lot of effort into this, and I think everyone knows that. And some of people have rented their homes, and other people are Uber drivers, and you know, there's some side hustle money to be made too. But you know, April 23rd is right around the corner. It's going to be here before we know it, and it's quite honestly, it's going to be over before we know it too. So let's just get your dance card, get your filled out, get your friends, and it's a free event, which is very cool. And there's a lot of other free events too, which I think is really, really exciting. And it's for everybody. It's you call your college friends back, say, hey, look, you know, you guys coming up for this? And or you're, you know, you go with your, depending on your age, but you go with your parents, you go with your kids. There's just a lot going on in Green Bay. So we're going to kick this thing off with just downtown Green Bay, right? Jen Metcalf, she's been on here before. She's the VP of marketing. And of course, Mary Rohde, VP of marketing for On Broadway. This was in the news this week, and but when you see all the stuff in the news, you sometimes don't take copious notes. So get your pen out.
Good advice. Yeah.
But before we get into this, and I want to you know keep the energy going here, but it just seemed like it got a little quiet.
I was gonna say something, respond to that, Jim, because you're probably right, but I can assure you that behind the scenes,
you guys,
it is like feverish.
It is
a feverish pace, and so it's interesting that you felt like there was a lull, but it's probably because we are just so close to like boom, launching everything. Yeah. And you saw the press conference this week. We just put out a press release about 20 minutes ago as I was walking over. There will probably be four more press releases over the next week. So like we've been just working really hard on the details, and it's time to share. So.
And I like the boom because I like fireworks, and you have those too.
Yeah.
Yes.
Which is really, really awesome. So, the kickoff, let's just talk about Wednesday, right? Wednesday the 23rd. Do you think that's the official kickoff? Is there anything going on Tuesday?
Not in downtown. And to my knowledge, the NFL hasn't yet to announce what their kind of daily activities. When the draft was hosted in Detroit last year, they really had activities Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So those just haven't been announced yet, so we could assume they're going to do that here, but we don't know.
They keep it pretty close to the vest.
They sure do.
You're on a need-to-know basis. And apparently, we don't need to know yet.
But we will. Not yet. We don't.
All right. But let's talk about...
But for downtown, our events do start Wednesday.
And we all know everything happens downtown.
I mean, it's the heart of the city.
And everything pulses from the heart, so...
There's the cleanup on Tuesday, just to mention, on Earth Day.
Oh, you know what?
Yes, good reminder.
Yep.
That's
Earth Day, and so we chose Trash Bash. So there's 30, 40 volunteers already signed up.
Right.
So we'll be meeting at Whitney Park and just making sure things are spiffed up.
Right.
Yep, and the same in the Broadway District. We have a big spring cleanup planned as well. Some of that work has already begun from the standpoint of our planter bowls and boxes and putting some spring flowers in there, some special pole banners going up in the downtown district. Mm-hmm. Just making sure things are spiffy and clean and ready to welcome folks.
Kudos for doing that. Company's coming over, you know? Mm-hmm.
Clean up the living room.
Right. Well, let's talk about who wants to take these. We can go back and forth a little bit,
sure.
But Field Fest. And we want to celebrate the city, but big part of our city's history. And we have the Northland Hotel coming on later, but the historic City Stadium, what's going to happen there?
Yeah, what a gem in the community, oh, yeah. Right? And just so much history there. So the Green Bay Parks and Rec Department has teamed up with the YMCA, the Greater Green Bay YMCA, to partner on Field Fest at Historic City Stadium. It'll begin at 11 a.m. on April 23rd. There'll be some really fun giveaways, plenty of skills challenges for kids, football themed, of course, and just a lot of fun to be had there. And what an opportunity for some of those kids coming out to play on the field of legends, right? And where that team, where the Packers started. Really started in this community. And it's just, it is truly something special.
And I think we got to underscore that this just isn't an empty field at East High School. I mean, really.
Yeah,
this
read the plaque on your way
exactly,
in.
Exactly, right. Yeah. This is really cool. This is where the Packers started playing. All right, and this is big news, but I want to talk about this whole Draft City Music Fest. Kudos to whoever landed that. So I'm going to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So Draft City Music Fest, it's a two-night event, Wednesday night and Saturday night of draft week, really truly bookending this massive community event known as the NFL Draft. So we are kicking it off with the WPS Foundation Draft Kickoff event on Wednesday night, beginning at 4 p.m. In Light Park. Right in the Broadway District here in downtown Green Bay. You mentioned fireworks. Those, of course, are going to be something people are going to want to put on their calendar. Those will be shot off approximately at 8:30 that evening from barges in the middle of the Fox River, which has also never been done. So that's going to be cool to see.
And you have three barges.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of fireworks.
That's a lot of fireworks. That's about a 20-minute show.
And the fireworks. But, I mean, 4 to 11, that's a lot of music.
It is.
How many
yep.
bands do you have?
We announced just a few days ago, we announced the full lineup for both Wednesday and Saturday, and it's about five bands each day. The main headliner for Wednesday night is De La Soul, a 90s hip-hop band that many are familiar with, and there's a lot of other great local and national bands coming really on both nights.
Yeah, and how do we get that word out to... You know, the Green Bay people know it, right? Mm-hmm. It was in the paper. It's been on TV.
All over,
People that are in from, I don't know, San Diego, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Do the hotels put this in their rooms?
Yeah.
I just want to talk about the guerrilla marketing that's going to have to happen because it's not like, oh, that happened last night. Dang.
Right. There's a massive marketing effort, certainly around Touchdown Downtown, which is the multi-day, downtown
right.
activities happening, but specifically with Draft City, same there too, right? We have flyers and posters and such that we'll be handing out throughout the community, certainly the hotels, just within the Broadway District, our restaurants and such, to really help get the word out. But then additionally, as I mentioned, there's an extensive marketing effort which started probably four or five weeks ago now on a statewide level, ensuring that we're getting the word out that as people, cross that Wisconsin state line, that they get hit with a Facebook ad or a Google ad or something letting them know that downtown's the place to be when they are not walking around the draft campus.
Right. They pick up our signal in Oshkosh. So, all right. Well, Mary Rohde, who's the VP of marketing for the Broadway District, and of course, Jan Metcliffe, who's the VP of marketing on downtown Green Bay. They're here to share with us all the effort they've been putting in the last, year?
Yeah.
You guys have
been
meeting.
As soon as it was announced, we kind of went into, wheels were in motion.
All right. And that's cool. Well, we've only discussed two of your.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll stop talking. This is cool. And we should have done this more often. Tell us about the Living Packers Heritage Trail because, there's money raised, the signs are up, and people can go and read it and put it on their phone. But this is.
Right. I think there's that concept of history doesn't have to be dry. It can actually be super interesting and engaging. And that's really what this is kind of bringing it to life, bringing those stories to life. So luckily for us, the Historical Society, Brown County Historical Society and Evergreen Theater jumped on the opportunity to collaborate. And then also Cliff Crystal, who, of course, is the historical extraordinaire of Packer history and instrumental in creating that Heritage Trail. So really a group effort, Mary Jane Herbert, the library, just a lot of hard work went into creating these scripts, which use local actors. And so as you travel around to 10 different sites in the downtown district, you will see these stories kind of brought to life. And then those actors are there to kind of engage with you. And so it's really a free flowing, you know, self guided kind of thing. But there will be a passport, and you can pick those up at all those sites.
And the actors next to these signs will be in first person. You can ask them questions. Correct. They really have studied the person right. they're representing.
They
the
are
place.
Taking, you know, taking form of those historical figures and really kind of trying to share that history with you.
That is going to be fun.
Yeah,
that is going to be great. And of course, Heritage Hill, they have great actors there. All right, I'm in the next one. Should I take that? No, you do take that one, Jen. That's, okay. That's your deal.
Yeah, Booyah Battle. And this really is in the streets, you know, kind of at the site of our normal Saturday Farmers Market footprint, but bringing it to life in a different way, and it, with Booyah and Kringle as the focus, right? So we've got 13 Booyah chefs from not just this area. There's a few from out of the area who feel like they take pride in their recipe. So the Booyah chefs partnered with nonprofits who have a chance to kind of tell their story. And so attendees will walk down the street and be able to sample. They'll be able to buy a bowl of Booyah, sample it. They can vote for their favorite Booyah, but then we will also have judges with some food cred who are kind of judging those 13 samples as well. And so there'll be a winner, a People's Choice winner announced, as well as a credible chef winner, the first pick, so to speak, we say.
Are they credible? They are in terms of, like, boy, are they credible.
They are.
We met with our chef, had a little meeting with him over at the New Community Shelter. I'm like, oh, Jim Schmidt, I'm working on this with you. And, okay, good, good. I said, so is this something new? He goes, I've been in three of these contests and I won them all.
Confident.
Wow.
Which I like in people. But this is really going to be fun. And I think this Booyah is just, the word is going to draw people.
Yeah.
Because they don't know what that is. And, you know, it's from 10 till 1, which is a cool time to do it because there's just not a heck of a lot going on over at Lambeau.
And yeah. Then grab your lunch before you jump on the
right.
shuttle and take it over there to campus.
And then the Kringle thing, get another minute. Tell me about the Kringle because that's...
Right. We all know Uncle Mike and love their Kringle. And so they, along with the Salvation Army, wanted to kind of jump into this event as well. And they not only wanted to just sell Kringle and showcase Kringle, but they wanted to create new Kringles,
wow.
right? So they reached out to local celebrities and said, hey, if you could come up with a flavor, what would it be? And so those flavors are being currently, I saw a video yesterday of Jordan from Channel 5 sampling the Channel 5 team's Kringle in production. So that's cool.
That is going to be fun. We've got some other things that you're going to come back and talk about. We're going to be right back. This is so much fun. The NFL Draft, April 23rd to 26th. More events coming back. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Local, Jim Schmidt, and we are talking something that is local, but worldwide eyeballs on it. And they're going to be joining us here, and that's the NFL Draft here in Green Bay, April 23rd to 26th. Our in-studio guest, Jen Metcalf, with the VP of Marketing for Downtown Green Bay, and of course, Mary Rohde, who's the VP of Marketing with On Broadway. And we're going through some of the events they just kind of rattled off here, the Field Fest at the Historic City Stadium, the Draft City Music Fest, which is down at Light Park on Wednesday, Living Packers Heritage Trail Thursday, the Booyah Battle, which is going to be a blast. That's Friday at 10. I'm participating in that. We're our new community shelter. The Farmers Market. Let's go through just these quickly, because I now want to talk about, not that I'm hearing concerns, it's like, what's all going on? And we're addressing that today. But then I got one other thing I want to talk to you about. So let's talk about the farmer's market draft edition.
Yeah, farmer's market is going to feel pretty familiar, or just a few weeks early. So I think we've got 68 or more vendors. Yeah, not just some of your favorites that you're used to seeing, but vendors from all over the state who are excited to be here. So
I bet they are.
Yeah, so that's going to be great. And then there'll be music and just that same kind of vibe. So people who want to kind of get a jump start on their summer farmer's market.
And who doesn't know and who doesn't like a farmer's market?
Everybody loves. It's beloved. Right? Yep.
That's cool. Now, a little exercise.
Yeah. Let's bring a little athleticism to our draft week events with the Draft Day 5K. I will say there are less than 100 spots left. We have had to increase the capacity on this event. This is now the third time we've increased capacity. So there will be 900 runners.
Wow.
So we're really excited. This one really just flew with popularity. So
all right, I'll give somebody my spot.
Oh, that's so nice of you. 9 a.m. start Saturday, April 26th, City Deck and Fox River Trail. Registration is required for this. There's some really great swag items you get once you register. There'll be a post-race party at Hagermeister Park as well. So this is a competitive race and a flat out and back race. So for those real true hardy competitive runners, this one's for you too.
Pretty cool to win that. I mean, yeah,
and there's awards for all age levels, too. So
I believe one of the awards is Kringle. Just saying.
Yes. And you get a free beer out of it. It's a deal.
That's awesome. All right. Now we're wrapping it up with the...
Second half of Draft City Music Fest. The 8th round downtown, as we're calling it. This will take place Saturday, 5 p.m. to midnight in Light Park. Less Than Jake is the headliner for them. An awesome ska band, ska punk band.
Do you guys get it? 8th round? Because it's 7 round of the drafts. Did somebody get? These producers, they kind of fade a little bit. So you gotta That's gonna be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, this is great. And where does people get this? The information. I mean, just your website.
TouchdownDowntown.com is a great source.
All right. Yeah. All right. That's downtown. Lambeau Field's where, the draft is, where there's a lot of activity. Transportation to and from.
Yeah, 3 miles away. Yep. About 3 miles away. A 5K away. But we wanted to make sure that we want to provide a way for people to get from downtown to the draft campus as easily as possible, because between here and there, it could be a little congested. Undoubtedly, there will be a lot of parking. And so Green Bay Metro has been great in working behind the scenes, and they just released over the last week and a fresh new version this morning of a free shuttle bus that is going to run continuously. Every 15 minutes, they say there'll be a bus picking up from downtown to Titletown.
Wow.
And dropping you off right at the corner of Ridge and St. Agnes, I think. So just within eyeballs of the entrance of the draft. So what a great opportunity.
All right. Well, we can't thank you enough. I mean, this is going to be great. And it's, like we said, we got the world stage for 4 days. Let's take advantage of it. And those activities, they're for everybody. All right. Well, thanks for coming in. This is going to be great. We're excited about it. And one more time, the website that people can get on.
TouchdownDowntown.com.
Pretty easy to remember. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Jan Metcalf and Mary Rohde. All right. Downtown Green Bay and on Broadway. All right. We're going to shift gears just a little bit. It's not Booyah, but it's not Booyah. I asked Jacob Hederscheidt to come in. Jacob is the... what would I call him? He's the face of, let's just say that, of the DA dispensary. They're the largest hemp dispensary in that I know of. They have 20 locations in the state of Wisconsin, even bigger than that. And you're leaning into the draft as well.
Yes, we are. With this company being founded local, we're sticking to our roots with the like you said, the worldwide stage coming. You bet your butt we're going to put on as well.
And what are you guys doing for the draft?
Well, the dispensary is actually putting on the Green Zone, Green Bay Draft Party 2025. It's going to be an environment unlike any other. We've got day passes starting at $100, and we've got 3 day passes starting at $375. All day passes and 3 day passes will include a meal from Sloppy Hog Barbecue Truck, which is a veteran-owned, locally owned food truck.
Well, that's good barbecue.
Cody's a really good guy. Yeah, shout out, Cody. $100 drink package, not drink package, but white packages starting at $100 for 1 day. And then we've got 3 day package. We've got parking passes available. You just go to www.thed8dispensary.com and you will see the Green Zone Draft Party link, in which you can click on, select your availability, if you will.
And will you have product there?
Absolutely. We will 100% have product on hand for those that get that admission ticket.
Yeah.
Via regular day pass or your VIP pass. The difference there was one free drink versus three to five free drinks. Just depends on which package you go with. Edibles will be on tap, essentially.
Edibles, those are those gummy things?
100%, yes, sir.
Those are kind of popular here.
Very popular, I'd say.
That's not my thing, but okay. What are those for?
The edible products in general?
Yeah.
The ones that we'll be giving out come draft time will be for the mood enhancer, the experience boosters, nothing too heavy to have anybody walking around zombified or nothing like that.
Okay, so if someone wants to go to your Green Zone,
yes,
and green because the Packers' color is green, or because that's...
The logo's green, baby.
Okay, all right. So the Green Zone Green Bay Draft Party, where does this all take place?
2145 South Oneida Street.
All right.
Literally spitting distance from that football stadium in Green Bay.
Really?
Yes.
And it's a private... Well, it's not a private party. It's open to anybody.
It is private.
You have to buy a ticket to get in.
100%.
Okay. Bar with drinks, Sloppy Hog Barbecue, and it's going to be put on by the dispensary, so you're going to have your... what would be your products? You have gummies and other... What's your other stuff called?
Well, on top of products, we have smokable products as well. Nobody will be allowed to consume smokable products on premise, of course, but we do have THC cannabis beverages available.
Oh. All legal.
All legal. 100% federally legal per the 2018 Farm Bill.
Okay. All right. This is great that you guys are, like, you're part of our community. You should be part of this. I'm glad you're doing this.
There'll be some former football players in attendance signing some autographs as well.
All right. This is great. All right. The dispensary is part of this thing. Thank you for coming in. We're going to give you a couple shout outs throughout the week. And again, this whole touchdown downtown Green Bay as well. All right. Stick around. We're going to be back with a few other businesses that are leaning into the draft. Jim Schmidt, Lean Local.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor, Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Lean Local, a show where we talk about what's going on locally, and we've been spending time here talking about the NFL draft, which is just right around the corner, right? April 23rd. And it was nice having Jen and Mary here to talk about just the activities that are going on Broadway and downtown Green Bay, the Field Fest, of course, the Draft City Music Fest. And that's right over at Light Park. And that's kind of the shoulder, right? The Wednesday and Saturday with music that kicks off at 4 and really goes to 11, midnight, fireworks, and that Heritage Trail, the Living Packer Trail, the Booyah Battle and Kringle Combine. That's going to be pretty cool. And, of course, the Farmer's Market on Saturday and Draft Day 5K on Saturday. And then the Music Fest, as I said, on Saturday night. And when you look at downtown, and downtowns are great, right? We got the City Deck. We got a lot of things going on. But probably the most iconic, just the gem of downtown is the Northland Hotel. For a lot of reasons. I mean, it's 100 years old. We just celebrated the 100-year anniversary, 1924. The hotel was where Vince Lombardi signed his first contract. It's where the visiting teams would stay. And what a great place. And I have Angela Gelliman here, who is the director of marketing, sales and marketing, to talk about what they're doing to lean into the draft. And it was interesting just in this last half hour. This is a 100-year-old business. And then we had Jacob in here talking about a relatively new business, you know, the dispensary store. we all got to take advantage of this opportunity, having, you know, I guess 250,000 people coming to visit us. And if I were going to a city, I would seek out something like the Northland Hotel. I just think that's a cool place. So I'm sure you have stuff going on.
Yes, we have lots going on. We've been busy planning for the last couple of months, and we're just excited for it to be here.
I think that's neat because I think people have heard of the Northland. You stuck a few bucks into it. Like
just a couple.
$36 million, and I'm so glad you did. And I guess I don't have to ask, but I don't know that there's any availability.
No, nope, completely sold out, but good. We still get the calls daily and have to let them down.
Yeah, that's all right. All right. Fine. So what are some of the things that visitors, if they're not staying there, you said you're sold out, but I mean, you've got a couple of restaurants there and just it's a beautiful place just to come in and look at.
Yes, we want people to come in for breakfast in the Walnut Room. From it goes from 6 a.m. to 11 a.m. every single day. So that'd be a great spot for them to come hang out and have a good
Walnut
breakfast.
Oh, that's awesome. That'd be a great place to go to breakfast. Okay, that's a beautiful restaurant place.
Yes, and then Poke the Bear, we've actually extended our hours for our dinner service. So Poke the Bear is open from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. normally. But during the draft on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, we're going to keep the kitchen open until 12:30 a.m. because everyone keeps telling us they want a place to eat after they get back from the draft grounds. So Poke the Bear is a place to be.
You know, that works perfect because the, like you said, the music festival on Wednesday is over at 10 o'clock, and on Saturday it's over at 11. So get over to Poke the Bear and have a great meal.
Yeah, we'll have some live entertainment in there too, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, just for people wanting a nice place to just hang out, local musicians.
Very cool. And you have some, what do I want to call that, party room space, meeting space, I mean, and that could be booked by a group, right?
Yes, the Crystal Ballroom and the Alley and the Walnut Room in the evening time are all available for private events, so that could be happening as well.
And what about someone who, Angela, that might want to just come in and look at your hotel, is that, are you going to allow that? Is that?
Oh, yes, our sales team is going to be available every day to help with private tours, but we have one really fun tour planned on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will have Let Me Be Frank Productions. We're lucky if you have another downtown business come in and help us with our tours. Frank will be Curly Lambeau, and Paul Evenson will be Johnny Blood, and they'll be giving all the history tours of the hotel. And we also hope to have you as a special guest to join for that day, too.
I'd be honored to. I know a little bit about that hotel. That would be great. And I think people will take the tour. I just think there's so much history there. And, you know, you look at that hotel with, you know, John Kennedy, Eleanor Roosevelt, and that just doesn't happen. And, you know, that's cool that you're doing that.
Yeah, a lot of great things to see. Unfortunately, we can't show people a hotel room, but between the lobby, Crystal Ballroom, and all the things, the hotel, I mean, they're going to get a really great tour of what we're all about.
So why did Frank want to be Curly Lambeau?
You know, that is one of the characters he loves to play, so. And I actually saw him do that once out in California at a convention. So it instantly came to mind. I'm like, I got to have Frank involved.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure he, you don't have to twist his arm too hard to get him to.
Nope, just one phone call. Might have twist his wife's arm a little bit, but.
Well, that'd be great that him and Paul are doing that. Yeah.
Yes. No, they adjusted their schedules around to help us out with that. So we're very thankful for that and to have them there with us.
Now, how do you get the word out? I mean, is there a website that, like, I mean, here, and I know you've talked on Mino and the Mayor. Do the Packers help get this out, or how do you, is there a Discover Green Bay? How do you get your word out that you have these opportunities for visitors?
So our marketing team is working very fast on getting our website updated right now, but Downtown Green Bay has been a great help.
Yeah, they're great.
They're going to be helping with that as well as we're going to be putting it on the regular events page on Discover Green Bay as well. So we will be definitely getting that out to everyone possible.
And I think some of the events, you know, you got to co-market with people too, right? You look at this Booyah Fest, you look at these concerts and all these other things that are going on. I mean, the draft is great, but there's a lot more too going on. So we're here again with Angela Gelman. She is the director of sales and marketing. How, I want to talk about the sales because, you know, I get mixed, I hear mixed things on the sales, but that wasn't an issue for you guys.
No, being a historic hotel with NFL history, I think, has definitely played a big part in it, as well as being a Marriott. So we've been very fortunate and lucky. We have some great clients coming in that we're really excited to showcase the area and our property. And hopefully they come back and return again. That's what we
right.
want.
That is true.
There's so many great things to do in Green Bay and greater Green Bay area.
Yeah, and that is part of it, that we do want return guests. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so you hit your numbers.
Yes. Ownership is happy.
Tell me about the hotel outside the NFL draft. I mean, I get there pretty often, but you tell me. I mean, it's sought after, right? I mean, people...
Yes. One of our biggest growing markets right now is the weddings. It's a very iconic place for weddings, but we have weddings year-round now. People that want to have the beautiful winter wedding in the Crystal Ballroom, as well as in the normal summer and fall months. And then we have a great corporate clientele that comes back all the time during the week. So we're very fortunate.
And I think that's cool, because I know... people who are still living, they're getting older, but they got married there.
Yes, we're actually throwing a lot of anniversary parties.
And why not? It's redone. They couldn't have had their anniversary party there for, I don't know, 40 years. It was not dormant, but used for other things. And then it was, of course, dormant for a while. So,
Well,
that's neat. And when you look at these historic hotels, a Marriott brand, that's got to help as well, that to be networked with the Marriott, I guess the Marriott Network, what's that called?
Yeah, the Autograph Collection. Marriott is fantastic. They have great resources, great worldwide sales team, and it's just a great brand. I mean, they really deliver on their promise. So we're very lucky to be a part of that.
We got the NFL draft, but the Packers season is good to you as well. I mean, I've run into Tony Romo over there.
I mean, well, I can't comment on that, but Packers season is great because people do look for that historical hotel with the Packers.
And so you're not going to tell me what media you house?
Nope. Just in case other hotels are listening. Just kidding.
All right.
No, we have great clientele with the Packers.
You do.
We're very fortunate. Yeah.
And that's fun that they stay there, and they can walk around downtown. Even though it's sometimes a little cold, they can check out the city deck and some other things. I think that's great.
They love the local restaurants too, besides just going to ours.
So. All right. So the draft, are you feel good about it? The employees, they're all ready for it?
We are so excited. So next week we have a big all hotel meeting where we're going to be talking about all things draft. So every single person knows everything that's going on in town. So if any guest has any question, we're all ready to be there right in the spot.
And that is so important, right?
Yes.
Because they're paying to stay there.
Yep.
And they're going to expect good service, right? And
yes.
I think that giving them the information, and there is a lot. You're not going to know everything, but I mean, at least just some resources.
Yes.
Like,
we'll have the resources in the lobby for them to help in case there's something they do not know.
Yeah.
But the team is very excited to show off what we have, and they're very proud of the property. So it's going to be just a fun week.
And what do you say to people that, I've stayed there 15 times. You don't have a room for me?
We haven't gotten too many of those. So
okay, good.
Not going to wonder right now.
I mean, they really should have made their reservations by now.
Yeah. Most of them are not with us that week. So we're lucky to share all the fun stories with them afterwards.
All right. And you shared this fun story with me between break, and I'm not going to ask you.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it.
No, I there are some big wigs in town, which is cool.
Yes. We are so excited. We just wanted to come back. That's what you're saying. Come back.
People could probably hang out there. And I don't know. You let people chill in the lobby. They're running into some big wigs there. So not that. But back in the day, long, long, long before you were on the planet. But, I mean, people would just hang out. Kids get autographs. That was the place. And now it is again. So
yes.
I think that's cool.
It's a place for the community.
And when it comes to that, and you also have a plaque on there, so the walking tour, you're part of that as well.
Yes, I'm very excited to be a stop for that as well. Downtown Green Bay has done a great job with organizing that event, so we're very
excited
to see what all happens with it.
With Lombardi signing his contract right in your place. Well, that's cool. And you've got, you doing anything special with drinks, food?
We have a lot of draft-themed drink specials in Poke the Bear, and then Chef right now is just finishing the touches on a Wisconsin-themed entree to be serving all week in Poke the Bear. So I'm waiting to taste test that. You might have to stop over and visit.
Okay.
Might have cheese curds involved.
And are you concerned about the parking down here?
Actually, I am not. we are encouraging people to, like employees, to make sure that they try to carpool as much as possible, but we aren't too concerned.
And we were talking with Jen, and there's pretty good shuttle service.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be pretty impressed that Green Bay Transit is running shuttles from downtown to Lambeau every 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, I think everyone's just very prepared, and I think everyone's just going to be amazed with how everything's handled and planned in Green Bay.
And I talked to Steve, the DPW, as well as the guy running security, and they're just not sweating it. I'm not just saying that because we're on the radio. I mean, if they were sweating it, I wouldn't say it. But the fact that they're not, I'm saying it because they're like, look, no, we feel really good about this. But yeah. Your hotel, the people putting on the events, city, county, Ashwaubenon, they've been working on this.
Yes, they've been working very hard on it, and it's definitely going to pay off in the end, I think.
And I think it's cool that schools are closed. I think this is not probably going to happen again. It may, but probably not in our lifetime. So
we hope, but
yeah, I know. But I just think it's great that we're doing it. Are you doing anything? Like, you got the kids coming, or are you?
I think Saturday we're gonna go check out everything that's going on. Most of the week I will be at the hotel greeting guests and taking care of them. But my kids definitely want to go see it at some point. So I think Saturday's the day we're gonna go sneak away and take a look.
All right. Well, we're gonna thank you for coming in. I just think you're a huge part of Greater Green Bay, and I think you're a big part of this NFL draft. I hope you have a very successful NFL draft. I know you're going to. I'm going to be at your place. So, and I want our listeners to stick around. So we have a producer is Conrad, who you know. We talk about him all the time. And then we got our intern in here. And after you guys listen to the first three episodes of this show, I want to talk to you guys, the last episode, to see what you're going to do now. Now that you heard it, what's going on. I want you guys just chilling at the dispensary those 4 days. I want you guys to, you know, leading to some of these other events that are going on. So we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about now what are you going to do that you heard all these great things that are going on for the NFL draft. We're going to talk about what's all going to happen in touchdown downtown Green Bay. We'll be right back. This is Lean Local Jim Schmidt.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Local with Jim Schmidt, and we are talking the NFL draft. Lot going on, but before we wrap this thing up, I sure want to thank our sponsor, Nicolet Bank. This is just a great local bank. Actually, they're not as local as they were when they started back in 2002. They now have 57 branches in Northeast and Central Wisconsin. Of course, they're up in the UP, Northern Michigan, Eastern Minnesota. And they're down in Naples, Florida, too. Nicolet, my previous job, that is a good community bank. And, their mission statement is, we know that we exist to serve our communities and that our presence makes a real difference. And, I can attest to that. They're just good people. They care about their customers. They care about their shareholders, and they care about the community. And we've had some of their customers on here just to give a discussion, but really it's a testimony to how great Nicolet is to work with. And I just want to thank Mike and all their employees there that really help the businesses, but in turn they really help Green Bay. They're charitable, and if you can make a business really work through hard times and good times, it helps everyone. So I just thank Nicolet for sponsoring Lean Local, and sure thank them for all they do for Greater Green Bay. So we are talking the NFL draft, and that's coming up. And we went through a lot of information today, so I sure want to remind people that you can download, you know, the Civic Media app, right? And it's just makes a lot easier to listen to the radio, right? You just click on WGBW, download the Civic Media app, and you can listen to this anytime, anywhere. And it's just something a lot of people do, and maybe you're not Sundays at 1 o'clock. If that doesn't work for you, just, again, download the Civic Media app and WGBW, and you can listen to this show anytime and often. You can listen to it more than once. That's the beauty of it. So we went through a lot of things today on the NFL draft. That's coming up April 23rd. It's right around the corner to the 26th. We talked about different events. And this show, while I do a lot of the talking, maybe too much, we have a producer here, and then we have an intern that comes in as well. And now that you guys heard this, Con, I know you've got some friends coming in from the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So you going to do any of this stuff? Are you going to just chill at the dispensary? Or are you going to do the... I mean, we didn't even really talk about all that's going on at Titletown. Yeah. I mean, Titletown is where it's happening, right? Yep. I mean, I'm going out there Wednesday. I know with a corporate sponsor, they're having a party out there. And then I think my brother and I are going Saturday. But anything like trip your trigger?
Well, I think the first thing is going to go to the Booyah and check out your tent.
It's going to be great. I mean, we got the Booyah we got. I mean, I did talk to this chef, and it's going to be good. But that's going to be fun, yeah.
Yeah.
10 o'clock Friday.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We'll come check out your tent.
Yeah,
and
sure. Vote for us and leave.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm okay with that.
Well, you know, I'm really excited for the main event, the draft. You know, I really want to be, you know, we're not going to be close. But still, it'll be fun to be in attendance to the draft because you don't know when the next time it's going to come. So right. I think it's going to be fun to see that live. That's the main thing. That's the main goal of the whole thing. That's why my friends are coming. But all the events, I mean, the Titletown is going to be really fun, really fun atmosphere, I think. Just seeing, you know, maybe you can find some celebrities down there. Maybe you can find some NFL players. Maybe get some signatures, you know?
Sure. I got to believe they won't be standoffish. They're here to chill too, right? I mean, and it wasn't that long ago that they got drafted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. This is, I think that's going to be a fun thing. Ryan, you think of anything you want to do?
I'm thinking about going definitely to the draft.
Yeah.
Probably going to go over there with my little brother and part of family, but I'm thinking about going to the music fest.
That lineup is decent.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the sponsorships weren't inexpensive, so they're putting some money to that. And I think that the fireworks, I mean, three barges, that's a lot of color.
Yeah.
That is. I mean,
yeah.
We used a barge before. That's three of them is going to be, that's a good time. And I hope people, in 8:30, that's not bad.
No.
You know what I mean? No. I thought if it was after, because these things go to what, 11? Man, they have to wake me up for midnight. That one. I know, it goes till midnight, but I'm just saying that I'm glad the fireworks, they don't wait.
Oh, yeah.
They do it or else so I can watch it, unless I'd be sleeping. So, you know that, did you get anxious or anything about the transportation, or did you talk about that? And you mentioned Uber to me last week when I talked to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a little, you know, nervous towards the end of the night because a lot of people are going to want to leave. And, you know, living in Green Bay, but kind of farther away from Titletown is going to be, you know, a little nerve wracking. But I think maybe catching one of those shuttles coming over here to downtown and then Ubering from here might work. Maybe getting a parking spot over in the parking garage, parking there, get a shuttle to Titletown. That could work too, you know?
That 15 minute, that's attractive.
Yes.
That is not waiting around for an hour. You know, would you talk about parking with your...
Not yet.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about doing about the same thing.
Right.
Or just getting dropped off. And
I talked to the DPW guy last week, and I'm like, hey, tell me about the parking. And he, too, said, don't worry about downtown. You can park downtown and grab the shuttle. So, I don't know. I'm going to try that. I got his number. If it doesn't work... Come and pick me up. No, I think that's going to be good. And look, I think the NFL and the Packers and really, quite honestly, the city, the county, and Schwabadon, I mean, they want people to have a good experience. So I think they're going to be, you know, on their best. I think if there is, you know, a bottleneck, I think they're going to jump on it. I don't think they're just going to let it happen and say, well, you know, that's the way it is. So I feel good about it. I think people know that this is a big deal. And you know, you don't work on something for 10 months or a year and let it not be good or great. You know, I think they really are going to put their best foot forward. So yeah, that's going to be fun. We'll see you guys there. So I'll be the guy wearing the Packer jersey.
Sounds good.
Anyway, yes, April 23rd. And I just, if you're doing a side hustle, making some money, I hope you make a lot of money. If you're going with your parents, you're going with your kids, you're going with your friends, I hope you have a lot of fun. We're going to recap this, you know, after it happens. And not that we're going to have it again, but I think we're going to share some great stories. So, yeah, thanks for listening. Everybody enjoy that. We're very fortunate to live here in Green Bay, greater Green Bay, and to host the NFL draft is feather in our cap. So thanks for listening. We will see you next Sunday on Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.